Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
After 18 years, this is my final Fox News Sunday.
Well, it turns out he is joining CNN.
You have to have a working relationship with Donald Trump or it will not work.
You live from a place of white privilege.
Ongoing rescue efforts. And so I think that there is still hope.
We all know everything is more intense.
And I hope you'll keep watching Fox News Sunday.
That is, without a doubt, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry. I was going to play that, but Carl didn't have my computer turned up.
It's up.
So it's okay.
That is, without a doubt, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's going to depend, quite frankly, I think is safe to say, Chris. That shocking news came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you were paying attention or maybe not paying attention, I'm watching Fox News Sunday. I'm sitting there watching it, but I paused it to go do something, and I came back and I was watching it a little bit tape delayed when you guys texted me.
Mm-hmm. Denise was on it.
Denise was on it. She's like, Chris Wallace just resigned from Fox News Sunday, and I'm like, I knew something was going on.
Yep, I was like, you knew something was going on.
Because for 3 weeks, he was suddenly unavailable to us, and nobody knew why. I mean, we regularly request him on Thursdays. We have for years, years and years and years. He's been a Thursday, mostly Staple. Thursday guest on the show, and taken a lot of grief for that over the years, to be honest, particularly after 2016 and then after the debates in the 2020 election. People's like, why do you have Chris Wallace on there? And my argument always was, you know what? It can get boring to be in an echo chamber. You have to talk to people that you disagree with or who have other points of view. And, you know, we mixed it up with Chris Wallace. We didn't, I mean, when he came on and said things that I didn't like or I disagreed with, I'd lead the interview with it. Like, you know, his compliment to Jen Psaki. He got really offended about that.
He was a great guest.
When we questioned him on it.
He was a great guest.
Yeah. Great guest.
And I don't care that he made some of our, you know, some people upset. It's a good conversation, and you should at least have always been able to walk away from those interviews that it was a good conversation, agree with him or not.
You got to be willing to talk to people that you don't always agree with.
Yes.
We've gotten away from that to some extent. Sir, we see it all the time on the hard left. They just block you out. They block you if they don't want to hear what you have to say. We cannot let ourselves fall into that trap. It's one reason why, we try to get people on here who don't always agree with us, right? And why not? We can have those arguments. That's why I have Al on occasionally. I'll pull him up. Or...
Oh, stop that!
but my point, you know, Keith Antone.
The bottom line.
The bottom line. We do the bottom line. I have no problem talking to people with whom I disagree. Somebody asked me yesterday if I was planning to ever have Chris Wallace on my show again. And I'm like, I can't. I CNN apostrophe T can't imagine why I would ever have Chris Wallace on my show again. Because I jokingly, tongue-in-cheek, put this on social media yesterday. Tell me you're a hard-left liberal without saying you're a hard-left liberal. And the headline was, Chris Wallace leaves Fox for CNN. I mean, honestly, Dad, could you imagine something, a more radical change of careers?
And you realize that CNN Plus thing is just so he can write out his no-compete.
I saw you suggest that yesterday. Maybe?
Well, his contract was up anyway, but I'm sure...
Well, that has to have been why we didn't have access to him, but the fact they were having contract negotiations.
Yes. And I thought it was odd, and I even mentioned it to you guys. I don't remember if I mentioned it on the air, but when his show would come on, it would say Fox News, and it still said at the bottom with Chris Wallace, but the anchors that were filling in for him didn't say... You know, I'm Britt Baer in for Chris Wallace. They never said that.
And which stood out to you, but I didn't mean anything to me.
That stood out to me immediately, because if you're on-air talent and somebody's filling in for you and you're going to be back, the person filling in for you should occasionally say, particularly right off the top of the show, like, you know, I don't expect people to say it in every break and all that stuff, but just as a reminder, I'm not here permanently. I'm just here filling in for Mark Reardon or Annie Fry or Mark Cox or
Megan Lynch fills in for Denise. Mm-hmm. She always says, "I'm filling in."
She always
in
says
for
that. That nobody did that the last 3 weeks on Fox News
now
Sunday.
Now we know why.
And we would send our request out for Chris, and we get crickets. And I'm thinking, okay, something's going on here. I didn't quite know what it was.
Now Tricia says that they said he was going to be off for 2 weeks, but didn't say why.
I see. All right. Well, anyway, Chris Wallace is no more. Now the question becomes, what do they do next?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I suggested yesterday on Twitter, we should, if Fox was really smart, and I don't think they are, if Fox was really smart, they would add 1 hour a week to Tucker Carlson's programming and put him on Fox News Sunday. Give him an hour to do in-depth interviews with people, something different than he does on his own show.
He didn't want to get up early on Sunday.
Well, I can tell you the other option.
Britt Baer.
No. Maria Bartiromo.
Oh. Yeah.
Bring her over from Fox Business. Sunday Morning Futures is already...
It's on.
Was already better than Fox News Sunday in many ways, and far more conservative... Although you didn't have to go far to be more conservative, it is far more conservative. I'll bet you Maria Bartiromo is bucking for that slot.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think that would be a good move on their part.
Maybe if it's not Tucker.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't consider that. They satisfy some diversity requirements there, and she's fantastic. So they've got two things going for them there. But I just trust they don't make some really dumb move and by throwing somebody in there, you know, under the guise of, well, we've got to find somebody who's a hard-hitting, journalist in our group here to put on there. Somebody suggested yesterday Bongino. No. You've got to have somebody there who's a journalist of some sort.
News credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to get some of the guests you need to get on there to ask them the hard questions. They just wouldn't go on the air with Dan Bongino. They just wouldn't do it. Fox already has enough trouble getting some of those folks, the same ones who will refuse to go on OANN or Newsmax for those very reasons. So they're probably going to use that excuse to not put a Bongino or a Hannity or somebody like that on there.
A gut filled.
Right. But they do need. They could go with Maria Bartiromo. She's been a business, albeit business anchor, for many years. She's been doing things that are far more conservative.
The money, honey.
The money.
That's what she
probably
was.
Not PC anymore. But I do remember that nickname for her. Absolutely.
That was her show on what was it? CNBC.
That was the nickname for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Carl.
Again.
That was never on the little font at the bottom of the page.
The lower third.
Never. All right, let's get to a break here. 314-241-9797. We got lots to get to this morning. Hans von Spakovsky on the big abortion issue we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about these devastating storms in my adopted home state of Kentucky. And, of course, the deaths that happened right across the river here at the Amazon facility, which are just – it was just horrifying what happened on Friday night. We're going to talk more about that. A little later in the show, we've got Tom Ackerman in, and we've got Rodney Boyd, Grant Stenchfield, Jesse Jane Duff. We got a big show for you. We'll be right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He said the bill was fully paid for. Vice President Harris said it was paid for. Schumer, Pelosi, Secretary of Treasury Yellen. The CBO says it's not paid for. It's $3 trillion. Of deficit spending. It's not 1.75 trillion over 10 years, it's 4.9 trillion. What does this mean? The House should revote. The vote in the House was based on a fraud. This bill doesn't cost 1.75 trillion. It cost almost 5 trillion. It doesn't add $300 billion to the deficit. It adds $3 trillion.
Yeah, you know, I was happy to see there's my friend and enemy, my frenemy, Lindsey Graham there. Glad
you
to see
that, what?
Somebody.
That
what's that?
You just made that word up, frenemy?
I did not. I'm glad to see somebody pointing this out. Remember, we complained a lot that Republicans didn't stand up and fight enough over a lot of this stuff, particularly in the infrastructure bill. They did get somebody to go in, and the CBO scores were not friendly to this Build Back Better bill. And there are reports this morning that it's in deep peril. Supposedly, Joe Biden is going to go conference with Manchin today to figure out, to try to convince him to somehow support this. But this CBO bill, this CBO score blasted their claim that this wouldn't cost anything. Chuck Schumer referred to it as a fake and a phony score. They love the CBO as long as the CBO agrees with them, right? But this thing ripped them. They said it could increase the federal budget deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade. Remember, that's the nonpartisan CBO bill, and a CBO Congressional Budget Office. And I've not been happy with them at times myself over the years. But at the end of the day, Joe Manchin can't vote for this and argue to anybody that it was deficit neutral. So pay attention to that. At least Graham was out there being honest on that. He was on with Chris Wallace on his last show. How about that? That was amazing. Shocking. By the way, I have to say, where were you guys on Friday night?
Home.
Were you at home? I was out, happened to be in downtown St. Louis at an event. My family, the other half of my family, my wife, my daughter were out in St. Charles at an event when the tornado warning started going off, and they put everybody in St. Charles into basements and all that stuff. They heard it coming. Fortunately, downtown didn't really get impacted by it, but wow. Watching, I got home that night and spent the rest of the evening watching news coverage of what was going on out there, and thanking my lucky stars I was no longer employed at Channel 4 News, because I would have been out there myself.
Yes.
So that, you know, they did. I thought they did a good job at the coverage. It was odd, though, to watch that coverage at night, where you could see clearly part of the building was, you could see the frame of the building, and you're thinking, well, it blew the side off of it. It wasn't until the next day when I saw that shot from the top.
All the way through.
Where the middle of the building was just gone. I mean, that was just shocking. And you're thinking to yourself, well, was there nowhere in there for people to go, to hide from? And I'm thinking, well, if that thing went through the middle of that building, it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd hidden under a desk or a piece of machinery, I mean, wow.
It's gone.
Just gone. And then in Mayfield, Kentucky. They're raising a lot. They're going to raise a lot of money for the people down there. We went, our family went to the Kentucky governor, Beshear, set up a website called the Relief Fund for Western Kentucky. Effectively, that's what it is. That money's going to go directly to those families. They're paying for a burial and a lot of different issues. There could be over 100 people dead down there. They said they've got 8 single space typed pages of people they haven't found yet, they haven't located. So that's where we went and donated. Be careful of some of those donation things. Make sure GoFundMe's put something out to guarantee pages that are legit. If you're going to donate, the Salvation Army is always a good option. We'll talk more about that in just a minute.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We still do have reports of people that are missing and unaccounted for. I don't have exact numbers, but the life-saving and life-sustaining efforts are our priority today to continue to try to find as many people as we can that might still be trapped in this rubble.
So it's still a rescue mission, not just a recovery. There's still hope.
I think there is still hope, right? We sent one of our federal urban search and rescue teams down to Kentucky. They arrived through the day yesterday. They're going to be able to assist the localities with their ongoing rescue efforts. And so I think that there is still hope, and we should continue to try to find as many people as we can.
Yeah, that's the FEMA administrator yesterday, talking about the fact that they don't know yet. They don't know how many more people that they may find in this mess. And that's really sad for the families down there. Again, to reiterate what I said as we were going to commercial there, be careful. I mean, if you want to donate, the Salvation Army or the American Red Cross, I should say, is always a good option. They're going to be down there providing relief supplies directly to these people, temporary housing and all that. That Western Kentucky Relief Fund is one where we went. My mother called me up yesterday and said, I want to donate to this. And obviously we have lots of relatives in the different part of the state who fortunately weren't affected by this. I did have some impacted by that tornado in West Liberty, Kentucky, a number of years ago. But this devastation's awful. That money, if you go to the Kentucky state government website, there's a link on there to it through Governor Beshear's office. And all that money is going to go directly to the people in the western part of the state. So that's just that's one option. What I hate more than anything is when something like this happens, or when there's a shooting And the people in power, whether it's a local mayor or the president of the United States, decide they're going to take that opportunity to politicize it. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did yesterday regarding this tornado. Is what happened horrible? Absolutely. It's horrible. Was it historic? Well, if the death toll hits what they think it could be in Kentucky, it might be. But go to Where was it? Here.
Number nine.
Number nine. Go to cut nine, please.
All that I know is that the intensity of the weather across the board has some impact as a consequence of the warming of the planet and the climate change. The specific impact on these specific storms, I can't say at this point. I'm going to be asking the EPA and others to take a look at that. But the fact is that we all know everything is more intense when the climate is warming. Everything. And obviously it has some impact here, but I can't give you a quantitative read on that.
Chicken crap.
Maybe he was answering a question on it, but don't suggest that you can't link this to climate change, but it's pretty obvious it's climate change. That I'm paraphrasing the Bidenese you just heard. I don't know how else to put it. So what's the truth about what happened? Is it what happened in Kentucky is horrible. We know already there are probably 80 people dead at least. It could top 100. Tragic, hands down. The president of the United States just suggested to you that storms are more intense these days because of climate change. You know the deadliest tornado in the state of Kentucky up until yesterday? You know when that was? Yeah. Anybody hope want to venture a guess?
100 years ago.
March 27th, 1890.
Whoa.
Now, I know we didn't have a National Weather Service back then, and we didn't have warnings telling people go to their basement or get out of their mobile home and go to a ditch. We didn't have those sorts of warnings in 1890. I understand that. 76 people died in Jefferson County, which is just south of Lexington. 76 people died in that tornado. Had Joe Biden, and for all I know, he was alive in 1890. How old is he? No, not quite.
120.
So the point being here, in all seriousness, if he was around then, would he have blamed that on global warming, climate change? What? You know, he said specifically, as things get warmer. So the temperature this week is a bit of an oddity for this time in December. Mm-hmm. I think we can say that. And I've jokingly said, if this is climate change, give me more, because I like being able to occasionally golf in shorts in the middle of December. I think that's fantastic. That there's not a negative attached to that so far as I'm concerned. But if you look at the forecast for this week, it's going to be 70 degrees is the forecasted high for Wednesday the 15th. Do you know what the record is for Wednesday the 15th?
Nope.
I do.
Carl does.
I'm not going to tell you.
75. And if you listen to Dave Murray's forecast that we have recorded, he'll tell you that. The record high temperature for Wednesday is 75, set back in 1975, I believe, when most of us were still youngsters and some of us weren't around yet. So clearly, it's going to be warm Sunday or Wednesday, but we're not breaking new ground here. In 1975, it was 75 degrees. In fact, in 1976, and I'll never forget this, and we can go back and find it. You can spend your time Googling it if you want. The cover of Time magazine had pictures of glaciers, and it said the new ice age. Because in 1976, the scientists, because you have to trust the science, were convinced we were entering global cooling. That's what was going to happen. We had so clogged up the atmosphere, it was going to block out the sun, and everything was going to turn to ice again. Boy, how they've changed their tune in the last 45 years. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm infuriated that Joe Biden takes a tragedy like this and tries to twist it to fit his global warming narrative or his climate change narrative. There were far worse hurricanes and many more of them in the period leading up to the 1950s than there have been since the 1950s. Now, there was more development in some of these areas since then, and some of the damage claims have been higher as a result of that, but it doesn't mean the storms were any worse. So when I hear these claims, I just shake my head and say you've got to be able to think on your feet when, because some people are going to take advantage of low information individuals. They just are. They don't think that you're going to bother to go back and realize that the deadliest tornado ever in Kentucky history was 130 years ago. So that's all. Just pay attention. And if you're going to donate down there, just do a little bit of research on it. Don't go to the first GoFundMe page that you see. They did put out a list of GoFundMe pages that are supposed, that have supposedly been vetted, that you can go to and make sure that you're actually donating to somebody who needs the money. Apparently, GoFundMe sets up something like that. It's probably always safer to go to that state website or the American Red Cross. I don't know why I keep saying the Salvation Army. I'm sure they're helping out as well, but the American Red Cross is always a good way to go as well. They can certainly use the money. Hey, quick break here. When we come back, I have to tell you, we have a giveaway today. Carl, have we decided where we're doing that? Because I don't see it on the rundown. Are we doing it in the 7 o'clock hour?
We can do it whenever you want.
Awesome.
Mark.
All this week, ladies and gentlemen, guess what we get to give away? It is like a Cardinals celebration this week. We're giving away St. Louis Cardinals holiday packs every day this week. We're going to give away one pack every day. It's going to be for a pair of bobbleheads today for 6 games, right? One pair of bobblehead packs.
Yep.
It features 6 different games, including, tickets to Yankees, 5 great bobblehead promotions, including the one with Arenado, the 82 final out, and more. And we're going to do that today in the 7 o'clock hour. So we got all that coming back. More Cardinal tickets for you every day this week. We're back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get away from me.
Are you ready for that again? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think Hillary Clinton is getting ready for something.
Really?
I think she's come out of the woods from her long walks in the woods, and I think she's preparing for something. I think this is all well thought out and planned. I think that the idea to take part in this marketplace or whatever they call it, what was it we talked about last?
Masterclass.
Mm-hmm. I called it marketplace.
It is a marketplace, though.
Where she's reading the speech she would have given if she'd just been elected president. Because what's the situation the Democrats find themselves in right now? Joe Biden has plummeting approval ratings, right? They keep going lower and lower because he keeps stepping in it. And people realize what a buffoon they've elected here, right? And Kamala Harris, you couldn't write this script if you tried. Hers are worse because even Democrats don't want her to be president of the United States. But they know if it's not Joe Biden, she's the precarious position they put themselves in is that guess who's next? It's Kamala Harris, who's disliked by more people than Joe Biden. So they got to be thinking in the back of their mind, how do we fix this problem? And what would be one way of fixing that problem? And immediately, whether you like it, what I'm about to say or not, immediately giving a little bit of gravitas to the role of the vice president, right? You get Stephen Breyer to resign. You appoint Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court, which is a nightmare, and then you name Hillary Clinton to be the vice president. And then she's set up to run for president in 2024. Listen to Cut 12. Why else would she be out saying things like this?
If I were a betting person right now, I'd say Trump is going to run again. I mean, he seems to be setting himself up to do that. And if he's not held accountable, then he gets to do it again. I think that could be the end of our democracy. Not to be too, you know, pointed about it, but I want people to understand that this is a make or break point. If he were, or someone of his ilk, were once again to be elected president, and if especially he had a Congress that would do his bidding, you will not recognize our country.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Yeah, just wanted to throw that out there for you. Why would she be out actively warning against another Trump administration if she didn't have some role to play here? I'm just speculating, but I just don't know why that mug is suddenly all over the cameras again.
You know, just ignore that.
Yeah, don't worry. All right, coming up, you see the abortion ruling that set hair on fire about Texas. We're going to talk to legal expert Hans von Spakovsky about that coming up. It's top of the hour. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.